I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
KSL Unrivaled, Ben Anderson, Tom Hackett, filling in for Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell today. Huge thanks to those two for entrusting us with their show that we won't run it off the rails. We already have, but we will continue to try and keep this thing moving forward. We got one more hour with you. We're going to do some fun things. We'll talk a little bit about the Times Person of the Year. Not the actual person, but we'll talk about our version. If we were to give it Utah's Sports Person of the Year, Tom and I will give you our thoughts on that coming up here in just a moment. And maybe we can even look at the decade, because we're wrapping up a decade here, Tom.
That's crazy.
Just unbelievable. How long have you been in Utah?
I got here in 2012, so this is...
So almost a decade.
Well, yeah. I graduated high school in 2010.
Okay.
And it feels like last year.
You going to go back for your 10-year anniversary?
No.
You're not?
No.
Why not? You're married?
Ben, have you ever been to Australia?
Of course not.
Okay, it is a long trip.
Yeah. Like, you stop in Hawaii? How do you do it? Honestly,
no,
how do you get there?
Go. You go from Salt Lake to L.A., and from L.A., you're strapped to that seat for 15 hours, and away you go.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm not going to go for, like, some high school reunion, you know?
I don't know, maybe see Mom and Dad.
I would love to see Mom and Dad. If I ever go home, it's because I want to see my Mom and Dad and not go to a high school reunion.
Okay.
You know?
But you could show off all the great things you've done since high school.
Like?
You won 2 Ray Guy Awards.
Yeah. That.
Does anyone know what that is?
No.
Are you a celebrity in Australia?
No.
Are you a celebrity in Australia?
I am not. The current punter-up at the University of Utah, Ben Lennon, is.
Because he was more famous when he was there?
Yes. He played a professional Australian rules football.
And you did?
He was a top 10 draft pick.
You played club. Oh, okay. They do drafts in Australian rules football?
Yeah, he was like a number 8 overall pick.
So why did he leave?
He was kind of a bust.
Yeah. He was not very good?
He was... Like, everybody that makes that level's good, but he didn't eventuate to what they were hoping he would.
What position did he play? I don't know. That's not going to mean anything. Cause
no.
I don't. Whatever you tell me, I'm not going to know what position it is. But what did he play?
He played on the half-forward flank. Let's not go into it.
And that's an important position.
It's up there.
Okay.
Every position. Here's the difference between Australian rules football and American football. Australian rules football, every single position on the field can have an impact in the game.
Yeah.
It took me 2 games playing punter for the University of Utah to realize I had no impact on the game, on the outcome of the game. I had no impact.
That's not true at all.
I'm telling you, I could net punt, and the punting geeks out there will understand, those that don't, Google it. I could net punt 50 yards a game, which is good, really good.
Yes.
We would still lose. It happened, like, a number of times.
Well, it's because you had a bad offense.
Travis, stop throwing picks.
Yeah.
He's in town,
weren't all on him.
Travis in town.
Like, that UCLA game wasn't all on Travis.
Yeah, but, you know, you throw the ball over the middle, high, you're asking it to get picked.
He had a velocity issue. He had a good fastball.
Anyway.
He's Randy Johnson up there.
We love Trav. He's in town. Happy birthday for
this birthday.
This upcoming
Saturday. Twitter.
So we'll have some fun.
Can I come?
You can. You come to Park City.
Jeremy, let's fire up the cut.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, find us on Twitter at TomCan'tHackIt. That's where you can disagree with us. You can find us at Ben's Hoops on Twitter. And, of course, follow us at KSLSports.com and on KSL Sports or at KSL Sports on Twitter. Love to hear from you. All right, Tom, we're talking about the Time Person of the Year. Now, of course, Time named Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old climate change activist from Sweden, who's, you know, been a very, you know, high-profile teenager.
Influential.
Influential. That's a good name. That's a good name. Hence the most influential person. Yes, the Person of the Year from Time magazine. If we were to adjust this and put it to the state of Utah, specifically in the world of sports, do you have a favorite for who's been the most influential or the Person of the Year here in the state of Utah?
I actually have the same person, whether it's this year or the decade.
Okay.
Which I don't feel good about.
Okay. Well, it can be right.
But it's you know. Kyle Whittingham for me.
Okay.
So the University of Utah football team, by far the biggest show in town this season. Now, the Jazz can change that around next year, right? But they haven't been great this to start the 2019-2020 campaign. So it's got to be something. To me, it's got to be Utah football related. They were number fifth in the country. Coach Kyle Whittingham, big reason as to why, hiring Andy Ludwig, who you could argue Tyler Huntley joined at the hip to Andy Ludwig. The defense, Morgan Scully, is phenomenal. Who, and by the way, it sounds like Morgan Scully is going to take over as the next head coach after having his contract amended, as they call it, up there at the hip.
Which we should talk about coming up here in about 10
we
minutes.
Should,
let's talk about
but,
that.
Regardless. And then for the decade, I'm going to go with Coach Whittingham as well, because to transition in 2011 from a Mountain West Conference into the Pac-12 is no easy feat. And he's been able to do it. And I know there were a few rocky years there, 2012 and 2013, where the team went 5-7 in back-to-back seasons. But outside of those 2 years, Ben, he's, I think, had a winning record and taken the team to bowl games year in and year out. It's not easy. It's not hard. He's done a tremendous job. Made it feel and look seamless. Utah fans should be happy they have head coach Kyle Whittingham at the helm.
And it's basically been a straight incline line of success. You know, yeah, you missed the bowl game for 2 years, but what, you were 5 wins both seasons, and then you jumped up and had a great year, and then you took a minor step back with when Tyler Huntley took over as a sophomore, but that ended up being the right decision, because look at how good they were this year and how actually good they were last year as well. You made back-to-back Pac-12 championship games. That's a huge step, and that's why I think it's easy to argue for Kyle Whittingham, specifically this season. And, you know, for a long time, I would have told you, if I was going to build a statue of any coach at Utah on campus, it would have been Urban Meyer. Because, I mean, I remember Utah football before Urban Meyer and Utah football after Urban Meyer, and it's as stark a before and after in college football as anywhere in the world. I mean, Urban Meyer's two-year stint got Utah into the Pac-12.
How much credit do you give Ronnie McBride?
Well, a ton. Ron took that, you know, program from being nothing to being competitive and having NFL players kind of littered throughout, and was good and had ups and downs and had a top 10 season in the 90s. So Ron McBride absolutely deserves it, and maybe more as an ambassador to college football here in the state of Utah is maybe the greatest thing he's ever done.
I agree.
But Urban came in. I mean, Urban's one of the five best coaches on earth right now, and I mean, I know this list of 150 came out, and he was at 46, which is insane. He's arguably a top 10. I mean, if you were doing a coaching draft, he would go in the top 10.
I agree. Nick Saban's 2. Just to put some perspective into that 150 list.
Yes. It's insane to think that Urban, I get he has all these issues. I get
yep,
it.
Yep, yeah.
He would be picked top 10.
I agree. He wins.
He wins.
That's
he wins
that
championships.
Matters.
That's all that matters. And it's why he's going to get another job here. That's why I would have said Urban. What Kyle Whittingham has done since Urban left may replace that statue.
I think so as well. He's been here for a very long time. He constantly wins. He just needs that championship, Ben. He just needs a championship. To really
conference championship,
and
he'll get it
to really solidify his name here in Utah. Who's your? Do you have a time? We're running out of time.
I've got to go the same way. I've got to go Tyler Huntley.
Okay,
because Tyler Huntley again changed my opinion of him as drastically as I've ever changed on an athlete here in the state of Utah. And not that I was not in on Tyler Huntley when Utah made the switch. I understood what they were doing. I saw what he could do well, but I also saw very frequently the things he did poorly. And what was amazing this year is those basically all disappeared, with the exception of, what, one guest that he threw against Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game? I mean, guessed on one pass. And, you know, Utah kind of did need to take a shot down the field. Even his bad pass, I understood why he took it.
You're talking about that first pick in
the double
coverage? The
first interception in double coverage. Yeah. And I understand Utah felt like, hey, let's see if we can gash him here. He changed his stripes as much as any player I've ever seen in one offseason. And yes, that's Andy Ludwig, and yes, that's Kyle Whittingham. But good for Tyler Huntley for not saying, I know it wins football games, and I'm going to trust me, not this new guy who came in. He said, no, I'm going to trust you. You're the coach. I'm going to change how I play. And as a result, I'm going to give my team a chance to win. I'm going to give my myself a chance to have success beyond college football. And I think that's what we started to see from Tyler Huntley. So Tyler Huntley gets my Time Magazine local Man of the Year.
Man of the Year. Player of the Year. Sporting Impact Player of the Year.
Who do you have? Tweet at us at Tom Can't Hack It. You can tweet at me at Ben's Hoops on Twitter. Of course, find us at KSLSports.com. When we come back, speaking of the University of Utah, Tyler Huntley leaving, what do they look like next year? And can BYU finally beat the Utes? We'll talk about that next. Coming up, it's KSL Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.